All right, Bobby. Classic win number three.
That's how it works out. Hey, me and Otto, you know, we just keep swapping years, and it's fine with me.
At what point in the race, don't say after Otto spun, did you know you had a car that could win the race?
Well, you know, I was saving. I wasn't, pressing the issue too hard. But when I started to go, some of the other guys were in the back. They were running pretty good. Everybody's running good, and everybody's tires were getting worn. And, it's probably the toughest one. You know, I think the other ones I had a little bit easier time, and it was tough.
Were you content where you were riding in the early part of the early part of the race, or would you rather have been up front in the top three, top four?
No, I was content. That's where I was running. I just paced myself. I was going as easy as I could without going a lap down, and I was a little concerned there for a little while. I was like, I might be a little too far back, but I started inching up, and we got a couple of cautions, and that's the way it works out. So everything worked out.
At any point in the race, were you like, oh, I got my tires are starting to go away, or it's starting to get a little loose, starting to get a little tight?
Oh, yeah. I think I was fourth or fifth, and I'm like, oh, man, my tires are starting to wear out. it was questionable. It was going to be a dogfight, but I think the difference was I saved my tires better than Barnsey, and we had better tires at the end.
Granted, you probably couldn't see it from where you were, but, Danzer would spin by himself. Otto would end up spinning by himself. When you went by them, you could probably tell they had just spun out. Did you think that yourself, maybe I need to conserve them a little more, or I'm doing a good job, and they just weren't?
No, I didn't think I needed to conserve more. I was like, it was a relief when I saw those guys, because I knew they were up front in front of me, and I'm like, hey, that's a car I don't have to pass.
And then towards the end of the race there, the caution over in between 3 and 4, inopportune time for you because you were just passing Barnes on the inside. At that point, we're going to go green, white, checkered. It's not going to be too hard to get by him.
I knew that was a 50-50 chance. I says, hey, it's going to be a dogfight, and we got to do what we can do and give it all we got. I'm sure Michael wanted to win as bad as I did, but I had saved my tires earlier in the race, and I figured I had better tires, and I just had to get the pass done.
Knowing you had the better car at the end, what have you pretty much done anything you could to get that win?
Oh, yeah. Hey, anybody's going to do anything they can do at the end, definitely, But it worked out.
Any concerns from anybody in back here? Are you watching the board at all?
No, I didn't know Joey Payne was coming at the end, and obviously he saved his tires and did a great job, and he was there at the end, too.
Okay, Bob, how is this one different from the other ones, other than a little more difficult?
Oh, it was definitely more difficult. We ran as hard as we could at the end, and I was definitely concerned. I thought, I was wondering if I was going to finish top five there for a while. I was like, maybe I waited too long, and everybody was running good, and we did what we could do,
Finally, who do you have to thank for your third classic win?
This guy right here, Larry. This guy's a machine. He works on that car nonstop. That's who I got to thank, Larry.